96 years ago today, the guns of the Western Front fell silent after 4 years of carnage. At the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, the First World War ended. It was a moment of celebration and Allied victory. But over the years, the anniversary has marked a moment to remember all of Australia's 102,000 war dead. Several families who lost loved ones in Afghanistan are in Canberra for Remembrance Day. They're asking all Australians to remember the men and women physically and psychologically wounded by war. James Glenday filed this report from the Australian War Memorial.
As the last post echoed around the War Memorial in Canberra last night, Pam and Ray Palmer shed a tear. The small, sombre ceremony that farewells visitors to the institution each evening was dedicated to their son, Scott.
He was in Afghanistan and serving with the 2 Commando Regiment. And on the 21st of June 2010, he was killed in a chopper crash, along with 2 other Australian boys and an American Marine.
Bagpipes played as Private Scott Palmer's achievements were read out. Some of his former regiment and the families of several other soldiers killed in Afghanistan watched on. Ray Palmer says he's incredibly proud of his son, but the pain of his death will never go away.
I don't think there'll be anyone out there who'll tell you that it gets easier. And I'm talking relatives that live in from the First World War to the Second World War. It's never easier. The pain's still there. The memories are still there. You go and see things and you think, oh, Scotty would have been doing that. It's always there. You can't get rid of it. You can't. Time doesn't seem to be, at the moment, helping us.
On Remembrance Day, every year, the War Memorial's Roll of Honour is updated. It lists the 102,000 Australians that have died in war. As the ceremony finished last night, the bronze was relayed and another name was added to the list.
The name of Lance Corporal Todd Chidgey from the 2nd Commando Regiment has been included up on the Roll of Honour. He was the latest Australian fatality in Afghanistan, which just took place barely months ago.
Senior War Memorial historian Aaron Pegram says it's important to recognise that Remembrance Day, which is the anniversary of the First World War armistice, has gone from a day of celebration to one of sombre reflection.
You know, there are no victors. Of course, you know, victory comes at a price. And instead of actually celebrating the end of the First World War, it's a fitting way to commemorate it.
Ray Palmer and his family have paid that price. He hopes everyone today takes a moment to remember the war wounded and the families left behind.
It's not just there to remember the fallen, but also to remember that the wounds and the hurt that the families have had to endure and are still enduring. It's tragic. And I think at times we tend to forget about that, and we shouldn't forget that.
What would he think of today? What would he think of all this?
He'd probably be saying, what's all the fuss about, to be honest? And I think most of these boys are probably up there looking down going, I don't know what the fuss is about. You know, why can't my mum and dad just drop it, you know? And I'd say to him, well, bad luck, I'm not dropping it. You meant too much to us to turn around for me not to drop this, not to remember him and his memory.
Lest we forget, Ray Palmer, the father of Private Scott Palmer, ending that report from James Glenday.